Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I have to confess, Andrea, I've been enjoying driving around in the morning to taking my daughter to school, running errands, and listening to the Christmas music. I especially love when I hear Nat King Cole. I love Nat King Cole or Harry Connick Jr. singing one of the Jingle Bell songs. I get them all mixed up. But at any rate, it is a holiday season, and I'm really excited that we have wellness coach Jennifer Mielke from the 1111 Wellness Center. She's going to help us get through the holidays and try to stay healthy while doing it. Hi, Jennifer.
Happy to be here. I've been feeling the same way. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're enjoying the music too?
I am, and usually I'm like dreading when it comes on, but for some reason this year it's just hitting the spot.
Yeah, me too. Jen, and Andrea too. Andrea, have you been enjoying the music as well? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yes, okay. Definitely.
Oh, good. Good. Okay, so let's jump right in. What are some tips, and not just tips about food, but just overall, especially because some people are staying out late and not getting enough sleep and all that kind of stuff.
Ah, that's great. And actually, it's interesting. I didn't want to talk specifically about food, but sort of more like a broader picture a bit. So there's this thing that I've been reading about recently. Maybe you guys have too. It's all this scientific research around decision fatigue and how when you make decisions over and over and over again, like throughout the day, it becomes increasingly more difficult to make them. And I think that that's something that ties in really well to holidays because we have all of these like events and parties and family stuff and dinners and all of these things. And if you try to wait until the moment in each of those decisions to make what you think are your healthy decisions, it becomes really difficult, you know? Like deciding not to have a piece of cheesecake after dinner is a lot more difficult if you're deciding after the holiday dinner than if you've gone into it with that perspective in mind, right?
Oh, that is so true. I love that. Decision fatigue. I think I have that a lot.
Oh my gosh. No, there's some really interesting studies on it lately, and I think it's really relevant for our health. And I think actually interesting, it's why the Be Well Cleanse works so well, because you kind of get like once you make a decision for what you're not going to do for 2 weeks, then you don't have to make it every time, and it's so much easier. So basically,
it is easier. I found that doing the cleanse as well. It kept me completely off sugar. And then I stayed off it for 3 months, and then Thanksgiving and Hanukkah came, and I was going to make a stevia sweetened pumpkin pie, and I didn't. But I did get a vegan one from the Whole Foods, which I'm sure had some sugar. But anyway, I'm trying to get back on the wagon.
Can you tell us what the cleanse is?
Sure. Well, the cleanse is basically it's a 2 week gentle detox cleanse. You still get to eat. You have some shakes every day that give you support for the detoxing process in your liver, but more importantly, what our cleanse does is it actually addresses an imbalance in the gut that many people are experiencing. It can happen because of antibiotics or many different reasons, but by addressing that imbalance, it takes care of a lot of the excess inflammation in the body, and then most people feel better. So symptoms like joint pain and skin problems and digestive issues, those things can all be, like the root cause of them can be this imbalance. So the cleanse
takes care of that. So what are the main ingredients in the cleanse? I'm guessing probiotics, but what are some other ingredients that are in it?
Actually, so the shakes have the liver detox nutrients and lots of fiber, and then the supplements that you take, one is an herbal antimicrobial, so that is a really good way to get rid of the bad bacteria in the gut, so the good bacteria has room to flourish, and then the other one is a digestive enzyme, and that makes sure your body has the tools that it needs to break down your food really well. Adding a probiotic on top of that is definitely a good idea too.
Jennifer, what do you recommend when people are cleansing? Do you recommend, you know, doing, I know you said that had a lot of fiber. Do you recommend doing anything over and above that? Because I know what happened. I mean, when I first started cleansing years and years ago, and that's why it's so important to going somewhere to your clinic 1111, where you're working with a qualified professional that can help you through a cleanse. But I remember years ago doing it myself, and I had auto intoxication. I remember I couldn't see. And what was happening is that all those toxins were stirring up in me. And what do you recommend, you know, as a, what do you recommend in terms of helping people along so that doesn't happen to them?
I mean, the first few days of a cleanse, you will get some die-off symptoms usually. It shouldn't be anything too extreme like what you're saying. But the fiber, so that's why the shakes are designed the way that they are in our cleanse, because then the fiber keeps everything moving out of your body, and the liver is supported. So you should be taking nutrients that are supporting that process because your liver is your main detox organ.
Love that. Yeah, no, it's great. And I remember doing it myself. So I don't recommend it to anybody, if you're looking to cleanse, doing it on your own and taking matters into your own hands. Go see someone like Jennifer, because really it's a serious thing, and you want to make sure you're doing it with someone properly.
Yeah, it's important to get all of those toxins out of the body. That's the whole reason why you're cleansing to begin with. So absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, let's get back to talking about these tips for the holidays. So I like that decision fatigue. So you need to make your decisions ahead of time about what you're going to eat, what you're not going to eat.
Exactly. And I like to frame it. If you can frame it in an empowering way, it also helps. So instead of being like, oh, every time you see a cookie, oh, I can't have a cookie, that's very disempowering. So I recommend saying, reframing that a bit. So you're actually saying, no, I don't eat, like, I don't overindulge in sugar, or I am not eating dairy right now. So that you're framing it in a very proactive way where it's your choice and you get to own it, rather than feeling like it's something that's being kind of imposed on you. You know, as you mentioned, I love that you brought up the sleep and staying up late. That's a really important one. The holiday, we all get so worn down because we're trying to do too much. So I think it's really important to be able to say, like, no, I don't stay out after 9 p.m. on weeknights, if that's what's going to really keep you feeling vibrant and healthy. And then you're making the choice, and it's really helpful, because you don't run into that decision fatigue. And then also in the moment when you're out and about and somebody's saying, oh, just stay out a little bit longer, stay, you know, come to the next place for the next thing, you can say, no, I don't do that. You know, I value my sleep, you know, and I value taking care of myself, and make it really empowering like that, I think can be very helpful. And then anytime, so if you start in advance of the season thinking about what these goals are and what you need to do to maintain your health and wellness throughout the season, that's awesome. And then when you're coming to an event, you know, say you have a party for your work, for example, you know, before the event, just revisit what those goals are and think about not only the goal itself and what you're not doing or what you are doing, but also what the benefit of that is. So, you know, maybe it's I don't eat sugar and I have so much more energy. So you're thinking of the act and then also the benefit that you're getting out of it.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Well, that's why I want to get off the sugar again, because I was feeling so much better. I was so tired after this weekend. It took me days to feel better. Yeah. Andrea, how about you? When you eat too much sugar, do you feel pretty lousy?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I try to really curb my sugar, but I find also I get on a roll that sometimes, you know, I'm really good with limiting my sugar, but then sometimes I kind of, once you start, you kind of can't stop. And I found that happened to me. And I find it happened to me this weekend. Is like, I'm normally, I very much limit the amount of sugar I have. And this weekend, it's like, on Sunday, I couldn't get enough. And it was so interesting to me to see that one day I just kept having more and more and more. Now, my sugar comes from, you know, healthier options, but still, sugar is sugar,
still,
right?
It's sugar, 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 exactly. And it's absolutely, it's no accident that you are experiencing that. It's absolutely something that builds and builds and builds. It's addictive. Once you start to have some, it's a slippery slope, and you will start wanting more and more and more. That's very,
it's so true.
Very normal.
All I wanted to do lately is like put my face in a huge chocolate cake. I don't know what's wrong. Like, I consume.
I think it's like the holiday season. Oh my gosh, Lisa, I think we have other issues we need to address other than, you know, just the sugar.
I think so.
Anyways, well, Jennifer, it's so great to have you on the show. You're always so full of great information, and today's topic was very fitting. So thank you.
My pleasure. Lovely to be with you guys.
Perfect. So stay tuned. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.